at the BI Swine Health Seminar. I'm visiting with Mike Apley. It's great to see you here. You had a presentation here to talk about managing enteric disease and got into some other interesting areas there that I think really caught people's attention. First of all, just what are some of the thoughts you wanted these folks here to take away?
Well, what we wanted to talk about was specifically looking at antimicrobials and managing enteric disease, and they have a place, obviously a very crucial place, and we wanted to talk about the future of what's going to happen to our ability to use them, especially from a regulatory or legislative component, and we wanted to talk about resistance as a part of that. And so we went through a little of what resistance is, what the real issues are in human resistance, and how it's being evaluated.
Well, there certainly is a lot of concern in, I guess, the consuming public today, I think largely driven by folks in some part with an agenda. So there's a real need to do good education, and that starts right here with the folks that are producing the food too, right?
It absolutely is, and I think one of the things is we need to have a clear reason why we're using them, where we're using them, but some of the concerns are being driven by people that have an agenda other than just antibiotic resistance, and it makes it tough to respond with good, clear reasons and science why we use them when they're being used for a hammer and another agenda.
Well, when it comes to the swine industry, what are some of those main concerns right now?
Well, the biggest one that hits the news is methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, and there's been a recent paper claiming to identify, you know, passage through swine and development of resistance, et cetera. I think it's well documented that MRSA can be in swine, and it's documented that people that work with swine can be carriers of it. But when you look at the type that swine have and look at human disease, the model falls apart because in the U.S. and worldwide, it's just not even hardly on the radar. There have been some instances reported, but it's very, very minor. And so it gets up on the radar, and it's something we watch, but yet it's not really a really big component of the human disease picture.
I guess it's just increasingly important that swine producers adhere to good management practices, especially with the drugs that they're using to treat their animals.
Yes, it's very important to do that and also to talk about it. And one of the big points I tried to make in the meeting was that swine producers, veterinarians, need to make sure that they support their organizations that are taking the message to DC and to the consumers by being active members. And one of the things I found is that sometimes a producer or a veterinarian may say, you know, me talking to a few people doesn't make any difference. But when you take a few thousand of us and we all talk to people, I mean, I've had good conversations with people beside me in an airplane. And we can't underestimate the difference we make by trying to get the facts and the story out there.
So looking at this group that we had here, what was kind of the one main thing you wanted them to walk away thinking about?
Well, I think my last message was it's unfortunate the way the resistance issue is being addressed in food animal medicine, but I didn't want them to leave with the concept that it's all just a fabrication, because we can cause some changes in susceptibility profiles. It doesn't mean it tracks through the food chain and goes to cause a problem in human therapy, but we can. So they need to realize that there is some science suggesting some concerns. We need to evaluate them. But we also need to stay in the fight that we're not all of the cause, and we need to be very prudent and reasonable about how we regulate these, because removing antibiotics from animal agriculture can cause significant harm, too.
Well, we have a growing population, and we need to feed them. So there is that to keep in mind, too. Thank you very much. We've been visiting here at the Boehringer Ingelheim Swine Health Seminar. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.